This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in Acts chapter 8. We're going to pick it up there in a moment. First of all, here it's Wednesday by the time this podcast is playing. Now, you could have heard this on Saturday by going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, liking the page. And these programs are uploaded as soon as they're recorded. You could have heard it from there. You could have downloaded it there, burned it to a CD to listen to it again, especially this program we're in this week. Many people I've run into need help in learning how to be a good evangelist and learning how to, you know, hear from the Lord that says, I want you to go to this person here and I want you to tell them about Jesus. So we're looking in the Bible at a perfect example of that, where God told someone, his name was Philip. He said, go over here, overtake this chariot. And he did what he said. Now, this is what we're looking at here. These are seven principles of evangelism here. And, we're at the last two here, but the first things that he did, well, first of all, let me backtrack for a minute. I want to invite you out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. If you're free, if your church isn't doing anything, or if you don't have a church home, I invite you to come out to our midweek Bible study. It's a lot of fun. It's in depth. I got the blackboard out. It's open for questions. We meet Wednesday night from 6 to around 7:15. We are in Acts chapter 17. That's where we're at tonight. Acts chapter 17 at 6 o'clock. The place, Island Community Church, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. For more info, you can write to me, Paul at WMIEFM.com. If you'd like a copy of this handout that I have, same address, Paul at WMIEFM.com. I'll respond to that by sending an attachment, this Microsoft Word document. It's not much to it. It's just a sheet of paper, but it's something to help. Now, it's got blanks on it for you to fill out the blanks. Seven principles of evangelism. The first one is, looking at the life of Philip, the first one is he was available. Are you available? Or are you just a little too busy right now? If that offends you, I'm glad that it does, because if it offends you, it means that you're too busy. And if you're too busy for the Lord to use you, I suggest that you go back and look at your time and what you're doing. And my suggestion to you, friend, is you make some schedule changes and change some things that are going on in your life if you're unavailable. Someone was available who spoke to you. Certainly the value of a soul is more important than anything you and I could be doing. Are you available? Philip was. Isaiah was. Isaiah chapter 6. He overheard the call. He says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? He wasn't even talking to him. He overheard it. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And then I said, this is Isaiah speaking. He says, here am I. Send me! Exclamation point. Are you able to do that today? And add an exclamation point to it as well? Not a dead fish? Here am I, Lord. Let me ask, are you grateful for what God's done for you in your life? Do you have any milestones or remembrances of the life that you used to live? And as you compare it to your life now, do you remember all that God's done for you and how it used to be? Now, I don't know what kind of life you lived, but Jesus says those that have been forgiven of much, love much. And those that have been forgiven of little, love little. I don't know where you fit on that. That's your decision. Number one on this list of evangelism is he was available. And if you can't fill out number one, then I guess you'd have to change the dial or wait for someone else to come on after this program. Because if you're not available, then I'll tell you what. If you're not available, then God will find somebody else who is. It's as simple as that. Number two is he was led by the Spirit. The Spirit said to Philip, notice quotation marks on the Holy Spirit speaking. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity. And Acts chapter 5 informs us that he's God as well. You have not lied to men, but to God, Peter said. So he was led by the Spirit. This is a telltale sign you're a Christian. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Number three, third principle of evangelism, speaking of Philip and speaking of you, is he was obedient. Go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him. Notice that. He didn't walk down there with his head down, kicking the can. He ran to him. He ran to him. 1 Chronicles 28:9, David said to Solomon, he says, as for you, Solomon, know the God of your father. Serve him with a loyal heart, with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he'll be found by you. But if you forsake him, he'll cast you off forever. My prayer is you'd be a God chaser, friend. So that was number three, and that is he was obedient. Number four is a proper opening. You've got to know what to say, and that's going to come through listening and what you hear. First comes through what you hear. Now, Jesus says in Luke 12:12, says the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say, right? As many as are led by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will lead you where to go. And then at that very hour, meaning not the night before, but once it's time, just wait on the Lord, right? Wait on the Lord. Renew your strength. Wait, I say, on the Lord. He'll give you the right words to say at the right time. So that was number five. Number four, a proper opening. What to say? Here, he got there and he heard first. He heard him reading Isaiah chapter 53. And then right at that minute, the Holy Spirit told him and what to say. Do you understand what you're reading? He says. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 30. And his answer was, how can I unless someone guide me? Number five was use tact. This is where I got sidetracked a little yesterday. And that is, man, you got to be careful what you say to someone. You know, you can't insult. God's not sending you to someone to insult them. He's sending you there to help lead someone to Christ. You see, let's receive Christ first, and then everything else will take care of itself. First comes salvation. First comes being baptized with the Holy Spirit, receiving Christ, being Spirit-filled. Then everything else will take care of itself. Same as this Ethiopian. He didn't say, you must be baptized to be saved. No, he preached Jesus to him first. And then after that, he says, look, here's water. What prevents me from being baptized? Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Be filled with the Spirit. And then all these other things will take care of itself. Then you'll repent. Then you'll be convicted of sin. then you'll be baptized, and then all these other things will come to pass. First comes receiving Christ. Use tact with how you speak to someone. Don't go up to someone and say, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. No, walk up to someone and say, God loves you. God demonstrates his own love towards you, friend, and that while you're still sinner, Christ died for you. No, it's walking up to someone and say, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him would not perish but have eternal life. Use tact with what you say to someone. Number six on this list, be specific. That is, be specific. Here's what Philip did, verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached the Lord Jesus to him. Simple enough. He preached Christ. There's another method out here called the Roman Road, which is a good way to show the way to Jesus Christ. Now that, again, is on the handout here. There's scriptures in just one book of the Bible to lead someone to Christ. Lastly, on this list here, is follow-up. This one's very important because good people neglect it, unfortunately, not deliberately. We need to follow up on people that we have led to Christ. We need to follow up on them. Listen to this word here, Matthew 13, 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, then the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed that was sown by the wayside. If possible, we need to follow up on people. We need to check on them and see how they're doing. There's a relentless spiritual battle going on out here, friends, for the souls of men and women, boys, girls, all over the world. And my advice to you is to be like Isaiah and say, here am I, Lord, send me. Well, that's going to do it here. That's our list. I hope you found this helpful. Seven principles that we can practice and put into practice as we go out here to this world here, fulfill the Great Commission, go into all the world, preaching to everyone, every creature, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That comes after salvation. Everything else will come first after receiving Jesus. Are you able to do that? Are you able, if the Holy Spirit put it on your heart to go and lead your next door neighbor to Christ, would you be able to do that? Well, I'm here to help you to do that. I think this list is a wonderful list to have, as well as the Roman Road. Romans 3.23, the reality of sin. 6.23, the result of sin. Romans 5.8, Christ's payment for sin. Romans 10.9, the need to believe in Christ. Romans 10.13, God's assurance of salvation. Now, we're out of time. Again, for a copy of that, just send me an email. I'll send it to you. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.